Welcome back to the Lansing Lugnuts pregame show. I'm Slav Kobekovich, joined by Lugnuts pitcher Kramer Champlin. Champ, how you feeling?
Pretty good. Ready to go today.
How did you get involved in baseball?
Always played it. My dad put a ball in a glove in my hand probably when I was like 4 or 5 and never put it down.
Did you always pitch?
I did for a while. Stopped in 8th grade till about my junior year in high school and then picked it up again.
So obviously you were pretty good in high school, drafted out of high school by the Rays. What held you back from signing?
I just didn't feel ready. Wanted to go to college, kind of have the college experience. I'd only been pitching for 2 years since I had stopped, so I felt like I could get a lot better and work on my craft, and that's what I did.
What other positions did you play when you were younger?
Shortstop mainly, and then senior year I moved to second base.
How'd you like that?
Loved it. Easy throw, get a lot of action. Was able to make the routine play, so that's why I played.
Could you hit?
Course. I hit like 3-4 in high school, had a couple grand slams, couple home runs. I feel like I always hit the ball hard even if I got out.
How big is baseball in Olympia, Washington?
It's all right. I mean, it rains a lot, so I feel like basketball is more the dominant sport in the state, at least. But there's some good players that come out of there, so it's pretty big, I'd say.
Did you play any other sports in high school or as a youngster?
Yeah, I played football and basketball my whole life. I didn't play basketball until my senior year just because I wanted to, you know, get them all in. And so senior year, I played all three.
Now, were you better at any other sports than you were in baseball?
I felt like I was the best at whatever sport I was playing at that time. Football, I loved a lot. The crowd, the position that I played. It was just really fun, really fun sport.
Were you recruited at all in any other sports outside of baseball?
I was kind of looked at somewhat in football. Not really any letters or whatnot, but I felt like I could have played if I chose to go that route.
What position did you play in football?
Quarterback.
Were you any good?
I think so. I mean, I don't know. I had 7 touchdown passes and 3 interceptions my senior year, and 2 of them came at the end of the half, Hail Marys. So
you remember that really clearly.
Oh yeah, I mean that. I loved it. It was a great time. I felt like I was pretty accurate throwing a football. So
outside of high school, you played 2 years at Western Nevada Community College. How did you get started there?
Pretty much, my teammate went down there, and had signed there and told me about it. And I looked up the college. They had about 25 guys already signed Division I programs out of there, and they were only a four-year school. Like, they only had 4 years under their belt. So I knew that the coach was good. I knew that they were moving people on to the bigger levels, and that's exactly what I wanted to do.
Were you at all concerned that it was such a new program?
Not really. Just by looking at their numbers, their trip to the World Series. They always finish top in their league. I knew that I was going to get exposure. I knew I was going to play against good competition and give myself a chance to move on.
Any highlights from your career at Western Nevada? You were there for 2 years?
I was in the pen for my freshman year. I got 1 spot start because our Friday guy got hurt, and I threw a no-hitter in my first ever college start. So that was pretty cool.
Do you remember who you played against?
Yeah, it was Southern Idaho, which was the top hitting team in the league at the time.
Have you thrown any other no hitters in high school or as a little leaguer?
Yeah, threw perfect game in 7th grade. I remember that. And then, I don't know, probably not after that.
So you played 2 years at Western Nevada, transferred to Arizona State. How did that process happen for you?
I had a really good freshman year. Started getting calls in the middle of the summer, going into my sophomore year. Travis Jewett from Arizona State called me, asked who else was calling me. I gave him the list of the schools, and he gave me a call back a couple days later and offered me.
Did you know for sure you wanted to do Arizona State?
Yeah, I visited Arizona State when I was really young, went down to spring training for a year, loved it. Just knew that they were always, I was always a Pac-10 guy, and they were always the best baseball team in the Pac-10, good weather, you know, I can't say anything bad about that place. They're good for a reason.
Any no-hitters in Arizona State?
No, I didn't have any no-hitters. I had 2 complete game shutouts, though. One of them was against University of Washington, where my home all my family and friends were there for that game, so that was pretty cool.
What was the biggest moment for you in your college career, whether at Western Nevada or Arizona State?
I thought it was pretty fun to play on ESPN against Texas in the Super Regionals. That was pretty exciting to have that kind of crowd, be in their kind of environment, and compete on television.
So you finished your 4 years of college. The Toronto Blue Jays call up and say, we're going to pick you in the MLB draft. How did that happen? Did you know ahead of time that they might be selecting you?
I had a couple teams calling me and asking me how much I wanted and whatnot, and I just said I wanted to be treated fair, and eventually I got my call on the third day, and I made it happen.
How soon after did you sign?
It was a week and a half or 2 weeks afterwards.
Shortly after that, you're right there in the Gulf Coast League getting started as a professional. What was it like for you to finally, you know, lace up and now you're playing for the Blue Jays organization?
I mean, it's a dream come true. It's playing pro baseball is exactly what I've always wanted to do. Just given the opportunity to make it to the top is an honor in itself, and I'm trying to make the best of it.
Did you grow up a Mariners fan?
Oh, yeah, of course. Ken Griffey, Edgar, Johnson, A-Rod, I liked them all.
Any of those players that you model your game after as a pitcher?
As a pitcher, not so much. I feel like, honestly, every pitcher is different in some way. One guy that I would like to be like is a Roy Halladay, because he can sink the ball to both sides and cut the ball to both sides, and that's a very rare feat for a pitcher to have.
Talking to Lugnuts relief pitcher Kramer Champlin. Champ, how did you do in the Gulf Coast League your first year? What was that experience like for you?
I only pitched one inning in the Gulf Coast League. It didn't go very well, but came off the field and Omar told me I was going to Vancouver. So I didn't do very well.
Were you surprised that you got the promotion to Vancouver?
Yeah, based on how I had done that inning, I guess I was very surprised. Went up to Vancouver and we won a championship and couldn't have been happier.
So you played in Vancouver, which is, from what we've heard from all the other Lugnuts this year, a great city to play in, a great fan base. What was your experience like there? Did you like it as much as everybody else did?
Oh, yes, of course. It was, you know, like they said, the fans were unbelievable. I had the best host family I could ever ask for. For my first year in pro ball, that was kind of a treat, I'd say, you know. Being kind of spoiled in the city of Vancouver was really nice.
Did you have to adjust at all to Canadians?
I'm from Washington. There's some that trickle down every now and then, so they're not that much different. They're really nice people, and couldn't say anything bad about them.
Entering 2012, how did you find out that you would start with the Lansing Lugnuts?
Well, I had a really good spring. I started in the lowest group of players and kind of the younger group, and I just worked on my game and performed well in the games and felt like I earned a spot in Lansing, and they gave it to me.
Did you, obviously the numbers were great for you last year, the strikeout to walk ratio was amongst the league leaders. Was that a big part of your game? Do you take pride in that?
Yeah, I mean, I want to throw strikes, I don't want to walk people. I get really upset at myself when someone gets a free base and he doesn't earn it. Strikeouts happen when you throw strikes, and then they chase stuff outside the zone. So I feel like my curveball and my slider are good pitches for me, and I can locate them outside the zone. But if I get ahead early by throwing strikes, I can kind of get them to strike out, you know, later on or chase or whatnot. And, the walks, man, I can't stand walks. Don't like them at all.
As a 6'6" pitcher, how do you use your frame to your advantage on the mound?
Honestly, I don't know any different, you know. I'm 6 foot. I've always been tall, I guess. Maybe if I was in Flores' body for a day, I could tell you the difference. But all I know is what I do. I think people have told me I have tilt on the ball, you know, throwing it over the top on a 6'6" guy. That brings a downward angle, which causes, I guess, a lot of groundouts.
Entering 2013, now you're back with the Lansing Lugnuts. What were your goals and expectations coming into this season?
Just perform, just go out there and try and throw a zero up every inning. Regardless if they hit it or I strike them out, I don't want them to score ever. And, you know, really bear down, make pitches, get ahead. You know, all the things that Vince, you know, preaches on, just trying to pitch my game and execute each pitch is really when it comes down to it, is regardless if there's people on base or not, you have to execute that pitch and hit that glove. And, you know, working out every day, throwing spot catches, flat grounds, repeating my delivery, I think that's really helping me be able to do that.
Was it a struggle for you last year to be in your first full season and have that everyday grind of baseball?
Yeah, well, I mean, you know, you can't really train for that. You don't know until you go through it, I guess. And it is a grind. You gotta take every day and do something every day that will get you prepared for your next outing. You can't really take a day off, even if you're thrown the day before. You gotta, you know, play catch a little bit, do maybe a couple towel drills, something to get yourself prepared for your next outing.
What are you working at right now on the mound?
Consistency. Definitely consistency in throwing the changeup first strike, as well as throwing fastballs in. I think fastballs in was my big weakness last year. I rarely did that, and I'm really harping on doing that this year, throwing the ball to both sides of the plate, to both sides of the hitters. Changeup, that's my fourth best pitch, and I want to be more consistent with that because eventually I would like to be a starter, and starters need to have a changeup. So.
You mentioned owning the inside part of the plate. Vince Horsman talks about that all the time. What has your experience been like with him as your pitching coach?
Oh, he's great. I mean, he took the hard road to the majors. He wasn't a top draft pick. He wasn't skating through regardless of his numbers. He had to perform each and every time, be consistent, and work hard. And it's nice to have that kind of guy telling you what you need to do because you can truly believe what he says in a sense. And, you know, he jokes around, he has a good time, but he tells you how it is and how it needs to be, and that's nice to have as a pitching coach.
Talking with Lansing Lugnuts relief pitcher Kramer Champlin. Now, you're a reliever this year. Do you like being a starter better than a reliever?
Well, I mean, yeah, it's nice to know when you're going to go in, that you're going to pitch every fifth day. You can kind of have a routine of what to do each day to get ready for that. I did that in college, for the 2 out of the 3 years I was there. In high school, I was a starter. But relieving, that's a different thing. I've gotten used to it because that's what I was doing last year. Being able to manage your throwing and your programs for when you're going to go out next.